Right, well, I want to talk about the deeply unedifying spectacle of the Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp trial that has concluded in Virginia, USA. Just the basic facts of the case. In 2020, the Sun newspaper called Johnny Depp a wife beater. Amber Heard was called to give evidence, and a judge in the British courts, in the High Court, concluded that the Sun was legitimate in and justified in calling Johnny Depp a wife beater, and found that in 12 out of 14 instances of alleged of spousal abuse, that Amber Heard had been a victim of domestic abuse. Park that in your mind and then consider that in 2022, in June 2022, an American jury found exactly the opposite after Amber Heard published a piece in the Washington Post that said she was merely a victim or survivor of domestic abuse and didn't even name Johnny Depp. A jury in an American red state, i.e. a Republican state, people are calling it a redneck jury, found that Amber Heard had libeled Johnny Depp by describing herself as a victim of abuse. And to add insult to injury, the jury awarded damages of $10 million to Johnny Depp. Now, my takeaway from this is it blows my mind that an American jury could find exactly the opposite result that the British judge did. And especially given that the bar for libel is so much lower in the US because of freedom of speech, which is protected it's the First Amendment of the Constitution. So to my mind, Amber Heard, because of what happened in the British courts, was quite within her rights to describe herself as a victim of domestic abuse. Indeed, the High Court had agreed she was, and the Sun had won its case when Johnny Depp accused them of libel. Nonetheless, a jury trial in the United States found that a less powerful woman with less money and less global fame, and a woman, I add, not a male global movie star who's starred in many franchises and accrued a fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, as well as a huge fan base. Of course, the whole thing blew up on social media, which is part of what I want to talk about to a top libel lawyer in just a second. So he grew his fan base. The case was basically trial by TikTok. And the result, in my mind, is that women all over the world have been affected by this verdict, because who on earth now would report spousal abuse, domestic abuse to the authorities? Who on earth would try and defend that in court or pursue that position in court? Now, we know that Amber Heard, despite a prior judgment that went in her favour, Amber Heard has now stands financially and reputationally ruined after she called out what she said was domestic abuse by her then husband. So in my view, a terrible result for all women. It's possible that this is a kind of payback for the Me Too movement, when of course we saw many rich and powerful men being named and shamed, from Harvey Weinstein to other ones I could mention. The list is endless. Is this a bad result for all women? 03456060973. Do you think this is a result of the Me Too movement? This is the alpha male revenge on women who dare to call out their behaviour. I'm joined now by Guy Martin, Head of International Law and a partner at the legal firm Carter Ruck. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks very much, Rachel.
So, was the result of the Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp trial in any way a surprise to you, Guy? And if so, why?
Well, I always thought after the hearing and the trial before the judge alone in in London, and that was about 2 years ago, when Johnny Depp lost really convincingly, and I was just rereading the judgment today on that, that he would lose again in Virginia, in the USA. So it was a bit of surprise to me that he won.
Okay, Virginia is an important component in the results, though, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Now, the reason that this case was heard in Virginia, the ACLU is called the American Civil Liberties Union, which is a very august and honourable and noble institution in America. They were helping Amber. If you look at their website, there's a whole program all about protecting women's rights. And, of course, as you'd imagine, Rachel, they are highly geared up to protecting women on the Roe and Wade issue, and they devote a lot of space on that. But the ACLU, I believe, wrote or maybe contributed to the article.
We should explain that Amber Heard is being sued for libel by Johnny Depp for having published an article in the Washington Post in which she said she was a victim of domestic abuse, but she didn't name Johnny Depp. Now,
that's
given
correct.
Just before you go on about Virginia, the bar to prove libel is much higher in the US than it is in the UK, which is why London is the libel capital of the world, because they have their freedom of speech protected in the First Amendment. So if you've got a libel case, you'd prefer to hear it in London rather than in the US. So this is a very surprising result on this front too, isn't it? But carry on about Virginia.
It is. So if I can deal with that after Virginia.
Sure.
Now, the ACLU, as I read it, submitted this article that Amber had approved and she put her name to, which, as you say, Rachel, did not mention Johnny Depp, did not name him, submitted it to the Washington Post. The Washington Post's servers, internet servers, are based in Virginia, which is a state in America just outside Washington. And I've read today the judgment of the court when the jurisdiction of the Virginia court was challenged, and the judge in Virginia said, well, no, because this was published by the Washington Post, Virginia does have jurisdiction. Now,
that was very bad news for Amber.
Very bad news for Amber. Now, if the article had instead been published, for example, in the Los Angeles Times or
New York Times
or any other jurisdiction which might be perceived to be a bit more liberal, then we might not be where we are now.
Which,
Rachel,
brings us, of course, to the matter of the jury, because having a jury trial in a so-called redneck state, in a Republican state, where, you know, the alpha male, lots of, you know, pro-NRA, everyone has a gun and, you know, goes hunting, votes Republican, was a significant factor in the jury trial, and possibly determined the outcome, as opposed to if there was a sole judge determining the outcome and the verdict.
That's right. So they had a jury of 7 members, I'm just reading today, not 12, as we normally have in Britain. And you're absolutely right when you said earlier, Rachel, that the standard of proof and the standards that a claimant has to get over in order to sue in the US are much harder than they are here in the UK. Now, the real reason for that is something called what they have in America is called the public interest defense. And when you are somebody like Johnny Depp, who is without doubt a public figure, in order to succeed in a libel action in America, you have to prove malice. You have to prove that the author of the article, or whatever it is that you're complaining about, acted maliciously. That means that the author can be proved not to have believed what he or she said. And if you look at the footage on YouTube of the trial, you'll see that the jury were asked a series of questions. One of them was, are you satisfied that Amber Heard behaved maliciously? Now, the reason they were asked that was in order to get over this public interest or public figure defense that they have in the US. So Johnny Depp faced, I believe, a very difficult hurdle at the very beginning of this case, but somehow he managed to convince the court that Amber had could have had no honest belief in these allegations. Now, when I say that, it means she just had no basis for them at all, which I find a really difficult sort of idea to accept. But nevertheless, that is what the court found.
Were the jury informed of the previous trial where the son won its case?
Public.
It was public, so the jury could have seen that actually Amber Heard was found to have been a victim of domestic abuse on 12 or 14 occasions. The son
12
won.
Out of 14.
The son won its libel case then, but yet this had no bearing on what they believed to be the domestic situation between the couple when they heard the case in Virginia. Do you think that was a lot to do with the social media, as it were, treatment of the trial and how Johnny Depp won it? It was trial by TikTok, if you looked at the numbers.
Yes. Well, you know, we do have different laws in the UK compared with the US, and that public figure defence that I've told you about is but one example. We have another law in England that says that when you bring a libel action, the words or the allegations are presumed to be false unless and until the defendant is able to prove them to be true. Now, in America, that is the other way round. So Johnny Depp will have the burden of proving truth.
I see.
Because he was the claimant.
Right, so we sort of... it was a stunning surprise verdict. Let's now... as it were, assess it in terms of the signal it sends to women either side of the Atlantic deciding to claim domestic abuse and having to prove it in court. Yeah. What kind of signal do you think it sends to all women?
The first thing I would point to is the level of damages. I mean, Amber Heard has been ordered to pay $10 million or just over $10 million US dollars. I mean, it is the most staggering amount of money, Rachel. And were she to have been sued here, the most that she could expect to have to pay out would be a damages award of something like $350,000, and then maybe some costs on top. But it wouldn't be anything like $10 million US dollars, which is what she's been ordered there. I think that enormous damages award will and does have a chilling effect on women. Yes, I do think that.
But not just the damages, which are punitive and, I mean, almost designed to deter any woman ever taking a man to court and accusing him of anything. Because they flirt with complete and total ruin, not just of their reputation, but of their entire lives. Because there's no way Amber Heard can obviously pay Johnny Depp.
I don't think she. Well, from what I read, I don't think she can pay that. There's a chance she might go bankrupt.
Thank you. That was Guy Martin, who's head of international law and a partner at the legal firm Carter Ruck. Well, I mean, just listening to that makes me think, you know, would any woman ever accuse a man publicly of anything, given that the fine for something that a high court judge actually said he had done is absolutely astonishing. And as I said, has blown my mind. In this hour, I'm asking you this. Was the result of the Depp versus Heard trial a defeat for all women? Or do you disagree that Amber Heard was not a credible witness? 0345 606 0973. Your calls after the break. You're listening to Rachel Johnson on LBC. The time is 9:17.